Blog Talk Radio.
Grab your dick if you love hip hop. Rub your titties if you love big pop. But gotcha. Open off the words I say because. Now, who smoke more blunts than a little bit? What are you, an idiot? Listen to the lyrics I spit like M1s. Got mad guns up in the cabin. Cause these ain't the ones for the dipping and dabbing shit. I'll make it happen. You got your ass caught on your soul with fire. From the Honda Passport or the MP. What if you see? Then I miss you. I blow up spots like little sisters. Grind with your teeth. Grind, bite your nail to the cuticles like Murray. My killers be the most beautiful. Junior Mafia click thick like Luke Dan. Niggas grab your gats, bitches.
Hey, 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 hey. Welcome to another edition of Kale's Corner, the Tuesday edition of Kale's Corner. I like to start out by saying hey, 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 hey to my co-host with the most, Lady T. How you be, baby?
I am amazing. Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. Is this thing on? Check one, check two.
Yes, it's on.
Okay. Now, y'all know how we start the show. And I got to talk today about my frustration with the new tech in this place we call our world, okay? I'm sitting here trying my damnedest to figure out how to work the new Xbox that I just bought, okay? And all I'm going to say is man just earned a bump in his allowance. I'm trying to tell you, Tree. That Bama earned like a $20 increase, man.
I know that's right. Go ahead, man.
I am a plug and play type of guy. When it comes to the video game, I'm used to plugging it up. The song come on the screen and then play my game. You know, that's what I'm used to. This new mess tree. Girl,
right.
they asked for everything but a quart of blood. Girl, passwords and email address. And I'm like, I don't want to interact that much. I just want to play a game, you know, because my doctor said try to think of things that you did that relax you. And when I used to play Madden and golf and 2K6, it calmed me down. It calmed me down. But I'm like, I ain't even near calm with this mess here. You know? It's like what's going on? I don't know what's going on. But the little chick at the counter, let me go back to her, okay? The little chick at the counter, she gives me the Xbox. I said, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, okay, that's the one I want.
Right.
I asked her, is there a controller? Because she gave it to me without a controller and the cords. Now, I know it's been a while since I've been a game system type of guy. But I know you have to have a power cord, okay? You have to have a HDMI cord. And if you have a remote, if you have a controller that's not wireless, you have to have a cord for that as well.
But
Trees, the little heifer, Trees, oh, my goodness. Look. The little heifer slams the controller on, because when they got the controller, now they're trying to find a cord that's compatible with the Xbox and the controller. So she couldn't find the cord. She gets frustrated, slams the controller on the counter, and says, you just going to have to deal with this. Because I can't find the cord or the back piece, the part that covers the battery. I can't find either one. I said, no, hell you. I said, look, girl. And then the manager comes over there who had just come in the store. He comes over and he says, hey, what you need, bro? What you need? I said, man, I'm trying to buy this Xbox. I said, right. I don't know what your employee has as far as the understanding of
the rules. Are you with me? Bro, you with me? Okay. So, bro was in the middle of telling us his encounter of buying his new X2 relieves some stress, when in all actuality, it is giving him stress, you guys. We are going to talk about all of the NBA games today, and Kyrie with the flip-off. We're going to talk about how Embiid is impacting the game. Who you guys think is the MVP so far?
Trace,
hey, Robin.
I'm back.
Yeah. Okay,
Trace,
you back?
I'm back.
It's all
I'm
good.
Back. But hey, y'all, this is the frustration. I'm not in my happy place right now. I am not in my happy place because these are the technology frustrations that I am having. But you know what? Okay. That was my kill. Shut up with that story, son. So, today we will be discussing the Errol Spence Yordanis Ugas fight. You know, and I need to know, can you guys remember an opponent locked up as Ugas was after that fight with Errol Spence? Because I'm trying, the only person that I can remember lumped up like that was Martin when he fought Tommy Hearns in that episode of Martin. That's the only, look here, man. Dude left that ring incognito. I'm trying to tell you, you know.
Yeah.
Playoff basketball has begun. Has your opinion changed with the games that have been played thus far, meaning now look at the way that some teams have approached this playoff matchup, and you're kind of thinking, I don't know. I thought that this team was going to beat that team, but that team seems to be a little more into the groove of things, you know? And has your prediction changed on who's taking it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The NFL draft, y'all, do y'all realize that the draft is on the 28th and today is the 19th?
Yes.
Wow. I knew the draft was on the 28th. I don't know. It's approaching so fast. What we're going to do today is discuss the top 10 picks. We're going to discuss, I'm going to name each team, and then I want you guys to tell me who should pick whom, where, who, or each player should go. You say what?
We're going to do a mock draft.
Yes, we're going to do a mock. Hey, Trees, I'm telling you, y'all, don't do it, y'all. We're going to be fighting today.
What? I love you, bro.
Let me Okay. See, that's some bad stuff right there. That's some bad stuff right there. Y'all, listen, I'm going to take a minute to gather myself, and we'll be right back. 563-999-7382. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome
all
to the
right.
stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me.
I like that.
When I was young, I had to pay a lease.
Besides that,
the pinstripes in the gray.
Uh-huh.
The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays.
My
niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt. And alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the trauma. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Why you punch me in my...
Stay in your place. That's what your boy, you guys would say to Earl Spence. Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. I mean, dog, I cannot recall, Tree. I'm serious. I mean, a real fight.
Right.
Where an opponent left the ring this beat up. You know, I just don't understand it. I'm like, wow. Did he have a hammer young in the ring with him? A sledgehammer? Did he have a bat? He hitting this?
But look.
Go ahead.
Okay, so look. You notice with his Earl Spence had the car accident and all that. He looked amazing. Like, he was boxing. I mean, you know, he was hitting them, boom, boom, you know, he was hitting them. And I didn't think he was hitting the guy in the face that hard and that much for his face to look like that. I really thought his body was going to be hurting because he was hitting him more in the midsection. But the punches that he was punching him in the face with, he was punching him so hard, like his body was shaking, like it was rocking the body, and I was like, "Woo!" I was getting up, I was seeing, and then when I saw his face, I was like, "Y'all should have been stopped that fight because his face was, he didn't even look like the same person."
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He was bleeding out the eyes. He was bleeding from the eyeballs.
Whoa.
Yes.
Hey. I can never look like that. Do you understand? If that was me, and I left that ring looking that way, I'm pressing charges, man. Pressing charges. Or me and that Bam are going to have to fight on site every time I see him. That simple. You know, you ain't going to just whoop the dog mess out of me and think the payday is enough. No. No, but then again, hey, you guys might feel like, you know, if he got out on me like this, what is he going to do if I try to start a fight in any other realm?
Okay, so they was fighting. I can't remember what round it was. But you guys, he was having a good round. And he hit Earl Spence, boom, and knocked his mouthpiece out. So
right.
Knocked
him back.
Right. So he went in on Earl Spence. So Earl Spence was like, whoa. So that's why even at that point his face didn't look like a monster. you know what I'm saying? I don't know where that face came from.
Well, it's safe to say that we're referring to woke Earl Spence up. And that's when the pure and divine Hyde Park whooping went on.
Once he opened up a can on that butt.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You guys tried to open a can on Earl Spence, and Earl Spence returned the favor. Let's go to the phone.
Earl Spence, he said, even when that happened, he said that was a rookie mistake on his part. Because if the ref don't, he said he thought he heard the ref say stop. But, you know what I'm saying, if the ref don't really get in there and stop it, then you keep fighting. You know what I'm saying? Or guard your mouth or whatever until they realize that the mouthpiece is out. But you guys hit him two times and almost knocked him down. You know, and I think that woke him up, like you said.
Right. Come on, Lou.
Yeah,
come on in here, Lou.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Well, I heard about that. I didn't get a chance to see the fight, but I heard about it. And, you know, from the early part of it, it looked like you guys had the upper advantage after Spencer's mouthpiece knocked out because, you know, in the early part of the round, I think he was actually winning the fight. And then as it drawn on, Spence, just whipped the living daylight out of him, and it should have been stopped in the seventh inning after his eye got swollen, but, you know, they just keep going. I mean, I'm surprised how you guys even lasted the final three rounds. I mean, I was all swollen, couldn't see, and it was in real pain. I think they should have stopped the fight earlier.
Yeah, but the ref kept trying. The ref asked him. The ref was like, "I'm about to stop it," and he begged the ref not to stop the fight. He begged him not to
be
there
even more.
It's a title fight. It's a title fight. You know what I mean? Like he wanted to give it his, I guess, his all, and he wanted to leave it out there. Yeah, I think it did more harm.
He gave us all a bit more.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
there's only so much punishment that a human body can take, and you know, I think maybe, you know, Spence, I think, took advantage of that. You know, he had the fight won, but instead he's like, nah, he had enough. I'm gonna beat him up some more.
But the thing, like, this is the thing. Just like you said in your brain, that man was winning. You see what I'm saying? So why I'm going to let up off of, if I think this man is winning, I'm going to have to go in on him. I'm going to have to empty the can on him. I want his belt.
After the later rounds, it's clear that you did win the fight and, you know, you were beating him up, you know, on a persistent basis. You pretty much almost even blinded the guy. I mean, how much more punishment do you want him to take?
Until they stop it. That's what you do. You hit them until they stop it. It's not his fault. It's the ref's fault.
Let's understand one factor about boxing. Okay?
Yeah.
Both opponents signed up for this. And they know exactly what can happen once they sign that contract. So, it's more on the ref. The ref should have, intervened a lot earlier, but he didn't. And until the ref intervenes, we got to keep fighting.
The ref should have known.
There are no timeouts in boxing.
Just like the mouthpiece, Kale. You got to keep fighting. You know what I'm saying? Had he not been aware to keep on fighting, he would have gotten knocked out. What you want to do? Stop. You want you guys to stop hitting the man because he's trying to pick his mouthpiece up? No, I'm gonna keep hitting you because you don't have it in your mouth.
Right. Let's take another call. Let's go to Brother Ted. What's happening, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Did you see the fight, Ted?
No, I didn't see the fight.
Okay.
But I heard y'all comments. But in boxing, keep your guards up at all times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as far as him getting beat like that, you know, it's on his corner to stop that. You know, I can see where the ref, ref can make that call, but if it's a championship fight, the ref is trying to give that man a chance, you know, and he's leaving it up to his corner to make that call. He's leaving it up to his corner to make that call. So if his corner feel like that, and fighters got a different mentality. They want, like you say, they're going to die. They're going to fight till they die. You know, they go, man, you hit that eye is here. I still got it there. You're going to have to knock this eye out, you know. So some guys, they're going to fight even if they coach, you know, trainer take them out. They still want to fight. Man, why you do that? Why you do that? Man, look at your face, though. You know, so because it was a fight I saw a couple of weeks ago with this tall, skinny dude fighting this other dude, and he was, man, beating this dude, and he, the dude had like a hematoma on between his eyes or like on his head, looked like an alien was coming out. You know, so I say about the last round, before the last round, his coach stopped it. He let him fight on, but then he didn't let him go the rest of the 12 round or a 10 rounder. He stopped it because the dude was taking too much punishment.
Yeah.
So it's on your corner to make the right decision to save your life. You know, forget a belt. We can fight we can live to fight another day because you don't know what's gonna happen after, you know, the repercussions after this fight. You know, so is he gonna be able to see again? You know, so.
You know what? That's a great point that you just made, Ted, because how this slipped my mind, I do not know. But you got corners who have gotten involved. When that referee didn't do his job as he should have, you got corners should have gotten involved and thought about the damage later on. I don't know why, but Ali always come to mind for me. You know, the latter stages of his life when you know, all the fights, all the hits took its toll on this man's body. And to see him in that form was just like, that was terrible to me. That was terrible to see that man that way. So, yeah, I'm with you 100% on that, Ted. His corner should have gotten involved, man. His corner should have thrown that towel in and said he wants no more. Let's go to another call. Let's go to 007. What's up, 007?
What's up, 007?
Man, that dude had vision. What's up, y'all? That man had vision of sugar plums dancing on his forehead. Man, somebody's supposed to throw him the bomb and weed.
Yeah,
you gotta learn how to bomb and weed. You got, more than that, you gotta learn how to throw some punches back.
Yeah, bomb and weed throw back. Man, that dude looked terrible.
Yeah. And your Charles Barkley voice.
No, but they're supposed to be a better. It's supposed to be a better officiating than that. You know, you see somebody, cut up like that. Like that's supposed to be a TKO or something. I think that was bad officiating to me.
Okay.
Man could have died. He could have died in the ring for real, though.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know, we don't want another Nigel. You know, I think it was Nigel Benn. McCollum or something like that. Well, what's his name?
What's
the name? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We'll want another one of those.
We don't.
Mm. Let's bring in my man Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey,
what's
Steve.
Up, girl? How you doing, Miss Steve? I'm going to tell you straight up, right? That man got the southeast butt kicking, okay? Southeast butt kicking, okay? When Spence said he's going to get him a southeast beat, man, that's what happened because, you know, the dude looked like Popeye, and he said, you know, man, he ain't getting out of
the
floor, and he said, okay, bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, oh, my, and you're right, Kel. That was his corner. His corner made that mistake. If he had a better corner, they could have, like, said, you know what? I'm beating that man down. I got him. And that would have been that. He could have had a belt. But you know what? He had a stupid corner. He reminded me of Rocky II, corner when that man said, no, no.
No, that's not real.
That's what happened.
He came
through the towel in.
That's what happened.
Throw the towel.
That's right.
Throw the damn towel. I forgot that.
Damn, throw the towel, please.
Let's go to my man Terry. Kane, what's your observation on this situation? Yes, how about?
Hey, Kane.
Hey, Kel's calling the family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
Right, what's going on, Kane?
I know that's right. What's up, Ted? Hey, man, I'm going to tell you now, I agree with all of y'all, what y'all saying, but, you know, I really enjoyed that fight because I like boxing and his corner should have threw the towel in because the man's eye was closed up. He couldn't see. But one thing about you guys, man, that's the type of fighter he is. You know, he's one of them fighters that he just think he's going to bull over top of somebody. He don't have no defense, man. That's why he took too many jabs like that, man. Spencer had a field day on that man. But I enjoyed it, man. I really did. That was a good fight. And Spence showed me something a whole lot from that last fight. I can honestly say that.
Right.
It was a crazy day for me. I forgot I missed some of the basketball games and I missed the boxing. I forgot it was on this week, man.
I'm all for fighting, Tishan. And you got it came to a point. It's almost looking like you guys threw a sucker punch, if I could say that, you know. Well, I think it kind of was, Tank. And the only reason I'm saying that is you guys tried to take advantage of Spence while he had no mouthpiece, while he was scrambling, trying to get that situation rectified, at least allow the man to put his mouthpiece in.
We fighting on the streets. I'm not letting you do nothing.
Man, this is Southeast, man. You're supposed to get away down.
I feel y'all when y'all talk about just out in the streets. Yeah, you do supposed to do that, but in that boxing match right there, bro, it wasn't a sucker punch because the ref never jumped in, and you're supposed to protect yourself at all times. If your mouthpiece was up, you're not supposed – even Spence said it. He said that was an immature move that I did in the fight because he actually probably forgot. You know, he probably thought the ref was going to come in.
He saw they heard him say stop.
It doesn't matter. He wasn't supposed to drop his hands like that.
That's right.
So in other words, Spence was expecting the referee to do his job.
Right.
Some refs do jump in there real fast. And I've seen a lot of fights when refs, it'd be 2 minutes left in the ring. And the refs will let them fight to the end. And I feel the same way you feel because the mouthpiece is for the
so
you going to help, you know, break your jaw. So I thought they would have stopped it too, but, hey.
Check it out. Can I say this right quick, Kale?
I can recall watching fights with Richard Steele, and I'm like, goodness gracious. He's just letting them bammers do whatever.
For that point, Richard Steele was one of the best referees. Now he was one of the best. But take Mike Tyson. When he would look at him, he was scrambling for his mouthpiece with the Buster Douglas fight. He was scrambling trying to get it. That cost him the fight.
Back away.
You know. Like you say, you protect yourself at all time. Dumb rookie move. It's so much going on. The ref might not have got that angle. Might not have seen that. Protect yourself, bro. At all times. And you don't ain't supposed to stop. If that ref thing came in and got in between y'all, I'm swinging, man.
I'm coming at you.
I'm coming at you.
Especially Ted, and I'm going to piggyback over Ted. I'm a swing, especially after I thought this dude was just going on me a few minutes ago, and I was losing. So yeah, I'm a hit you a couple of times to try to get the message back on my side.
I can agree with all of you guys. I can actually agree with all you guys. And in the real world of boxing,
even me?
even you, Luke.
in the real world of boxing.
I don't know if I'm looking like an idiot, you know.
You say what, Luke?
You was first, Lou. You was
but I didn't want to call sounding like an idiot, you know.
Nobody's an idiot.
You was first.
No idiots here. I'm just saying, you know,
not even me.
What I will say is, I found it a little unprofessional. I found it a little unprofessional, but hearing you guys' point. It was very much professional.
You know what they call it?
Yourself at all times.
That's right.
You know what they call that?
Yeah.
That was a little gamesmanship right there. That's all. He was just trying to get one over real fast.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
You're absolutely right.
Within the rules, if it's not nothing dirty,
you hit me.
If it's not nothing dirty,
you hit me. That's the name of the game. Hit two more times. I'm gonna hit two more times if you hit me.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen a person. I've seen a person hitting a person, man, and he's you know, hit him on the ropes, knocking him down. This dude coming forward, he still hit him. You know.
Yeah.
And so, boxing is a dangerous sport. It's a lovely sport, but it's a dangerous sport. It's very dangerous.
Yes,
so. You know, you got to be in shape, and you got to
be
mentally prepared to protect yourself at all times, every part, from that torso, from them.
I know, he did have a punching chance.
I swear, that's why, listen, when I was younger, my father was like, you know, come on.
I'm like moving around. Y'all,
what's
your background for you, y'all?
Yeah, whoever that is. My father said, no, he took me and my brother up to District Heights to the ring up there. And and we stepped in that ring, and I knew instantly. Now, I had boxed around the neighborhood, you know, somebody bring a pair of gloves out, and you know, we match up with whomever and held my own. In that ring against a junior professional, I mean, Slim,
it's a whole different
like
ball game.
That Bama caught me with a fist, a wrist, an elbow, and a knee, all at the same time. And I'm like, hold on, which one of y'all Bamas hit me for real? Because now at three, that's when I turned into Tree, and I had beef. After the ring, you understand me?
Yeah,
Jay Slim, you gotta see me, Slim. We gotta fight. You know, I know how to fight.
Yeah,
you know how. We gotta fight the way.
Turned it into a street fight.
Right.
Say we want to fight the way more. We fight. You got to fight. We fight. Fighting.
but see, it's a big difference. Not like KO, totally. You're right, because it's a big difference getting hit with boxing gloves than getting hit with a face. Hit with a fist. Because the first time I got hit with boxing gloves, I'm boxing with the boxing gloves, okay, it hit me in the head, you know, it feels like your brain is in water and it's shaking, you know? So now if you get hit with a fist, you just get that solid contact. You're not feeling that wobbly. So I'm like, hey, man, like you said, that boxing, man, is something, you know? You got to, boom. If you ain't conditioned and seasoned for that, man, first, like you said, first time you're getting hit with those gloves, and you get hit, it's shaking your head, Jack. Like it's like your brain is in a jar and it's shaking. So it is a big thing, Jack. So that's why when they spar, they got them little helmets on, Jack. So cause them hits ain't nothing nice, man.
Yeah.
We used to body parts. We used to slap.
All I'm gonna say is I ain't have enough helmets on. I should have had two of them jumping on for real. I was saying, look, I'm taking my equipment. Man, I'm like, am I hitting him as hard as he hitting me? You know, what's not working for me here? You know, I'm catching him with some good jabs. I'm dancing around the ring. I'm bobbing. I'm weaving. And then that Bama just unleashed his fury. And I went to the corner. I said, take these damn gloves off of me. My father said, what do you mean? I said, man, this ain't my sport, dog. This is not me. So, yeah. Hey, hats off to the boxers out here, because you got to be a certain kind of dude, man, to withstand, let alone win. Let alone
enjoy
that pain. Exactly. No. Pineapple. I told y'all. When my mama used to whoop my butt, I screamed and hollered when she was just raising the belt or the switch in the air before it even touched me. I'm hollering. So, yeah. I ain't good with that at all.
If somebody beat me up tough like that, I'm gonna be doing Mike Tyson. I'm biting the spread. I'm be bite, trying to bite everywhere I can bite that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about
warrior. I'm biting. I'm like everything. I'm kicking. And we finna do MMA now, cause I can't get these gloves off. So I'm finna use whatever I got, cause man, you done beat me down. Shit, let's go. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You know. So hey, hopefully you can get somewhere and recoup and regroup and you know. But as far as I'm concerned, you guys, man, you got the lump award today on Kale's Corner. You got the lump award, bro.
Yeah.
563.
How many lumps do you want?
Do what?
How many lumps do you want?
How you doing?
I don't know.
Mute yourself in the background.
That boy had lumps under his chin, his eye, over his eye, on the side of his eye, and over the hill to grandmama's house, he had lumps everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know?
Over the woods, too.
All right, so, you know, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, and when we come back, we're going to jump into this playoff basketball. Hey, listen. You guys got to mute your phone.
That's bad. You ain't got no notes.
Get her back. Okay.
Can she be back?
Problem. I'll mute you for ya. Let's go. Y'all might be wondering, why did Kale play We Jamming? Because the NBA this weekend, them boys was jamming. You understand me?
Yeah.
The 76ers versus the Raptors, the Jazz versus the Magic, the Hawks versus the Heat, Timberwolves versus the Grizzlies, the Pelicans versus the Suns, the Nets versus the Celtics, the Bulls versus the Bucks, and Denver facing Golden State. Now, the 76ers took game one, 131-111 over the Raptors. The Jazz took game one, 99-93 over the Mavericks. The Heat took game one, 115-91 over the Hawks. The Timberwolves took game one, 133-117 over the Grizzlies. The Suns took game one over the Pelicans, 110-99. The Celtics took game one over the Nets, 99-98. The Bucks took game one over the Bulls, 93-86. And Golden State took game one over Denver, 123-107. Trees, I'm going to tell you. The games that stood out most surprising to me, the Nets and the Celtics, the Bulls and the Bucks. And I'm going to tell you why. I expected the Bulls to put up more points than 86. I truly did. And I know the Bucks, let's all keep it real. The Bucks is the favorite team. They were last year's champions. Mm-hmm. So the Bulls are pretty much playing not just the Bucks fans, but the referees as well. So when you're in a battle like that, it's really and truly an uphill affair. Truly, it's really and truly an uphill affair. Now the Hawks and the Heat. In my book, they're really like a one-trick pony, you know. And as Trae Young goes, the Hawks go.
You mean both teams?
Excuse me?
You mean both teams are one-trick pony or just the Hawks?
No, just the Hawks. Just the Hawks.
Yeah.
The Heat.
Okay.
The Heat, they're a full team. The Heat
I'm asking because David Ford said the Hawks is going to upset the Heat tonight. And he also said the Grizzlies will bounce back tonight.
That's cool. That's his opinion. That's his opinion, and he's entitled.
That's correct.
But I think that the Heat just bring a little bit too much to the table. For the Hawks, I don't think the Hawks have enough person to really give the Heat the competition that we all want them to. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the rest of the game besides the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves. The Nets and the Celtics. Let's talk Nets and Celtics.
We got cheated.
You think you got cheated? You think y'all was cheated?
I think we got cheated too, but I ain't even gonna go there. I'm just gonna take what we got.
Thank you.
Let me hear where you feel you all were cheated, Lou.
Right, come on, Lou.
On that last shot, we had that. It got away. We had control of that down the last few seconds of the game, and also that little sneak play at the end. We could have had that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But how did you get cheated, though?
Yeah,
right,
well,
was,
yeah, we should have blocked it. Yeah,
oh,
we should have blocked it.
Oh.
Block it.
Did you guys have four men on the court while they had five?
Nets don't play no defense.
Thank you.
That's what
they
say.
Thank you. They got exposed.
Yes,
I've been saying
sure.
that all season. I've been saying it all season.
So what you think, Lou? Who she know? Y'all choose yourself? Oh, I can't
hear
you, Lou.
I gotta hear that.
Come on, Lou. Where you go?
Well, we had the perfect chance, and then you know at that last second it got snuck in.
Who screwed up, Lou?
No, the Celtics, you know, ugh, just make me sick.
We're winning this whole time. Luke gets stuck. He don't know what to do, like Kevin Durant was stuck at the free throw line. Couldn't move. Didn't move. Mm-hmm. You know? So when is my turn? I'm ready. I can't wait, man.
I guess it's your turn now. You got the floor.
Right.
Thank you, brother. Thank y'all. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Lady T. I'm sorry. But listen, Lou, listen.
Right,
you didn't get cheated. The refs did not cheat you guys. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For one, it was defense. They don't play defense. It was a lapse of defense. Kevin Durant did not play defense. He stayed within that one spot. You got a 10-foot wingspan. Stick your arms mm-hmm. out, brother. Try to deflect something. Make it hard for that man just to drive. And then you looking up at the clock. You take a peep up at the clock. And your
buzzer.
Man went past you.
Did that buzzer.
Huh?
I don't know if they even got the shot in time or not. I really don't think so.
Yeah, they got the shot in time. I watched it.
They got it
on time. I rewinded, man, and slowed it down several times and looked at that player and like, man, what happened? He looked up, okay, because they got a lack of defense. And also Claxton, he don't play defense. He like just like Kevin Durant. He's running down slow and don't want to get back. You're not defended. And also Steve – the coach, Steve Nash. Dude, you got two big body benches. You're not using them, man. Mm-hmm. You got Blake Griffin, and then you got Aldridge. What's wrong with them? Are they healthy? They shoot it up?
Move your damn feet, KB.
Get them boys some help. They was beating y'all on the boards, you know? So... Tatum took the challenge. They took it to them boys, man.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and they got a better offense. New Jersey got, okay, Kyrie, man, you can't stop a one-on-one. Okay, Durant, you can't stop a one-on-one. That's playground basketball. That's gym basketball. We talk about you need a system. You need, when stuff go wrong, Jack, you need to put them in places where they need to go, okay, and not make no stupid out-of-bounds play where you just throw the ball and they get the ball. Come on, what are y'all doing?
Right.
So, Steve Nash cannot coach. I've been saying that. You know, he's not a good coach at all. He does no coaching, okay?
But I think, do y'all think the Nets going to win in four? Because David said the Nets going to still beat them boys in four. I mean, 4-2.
Well, it depends on if he uses his bench. If he uses his bench, okay? Mm-hmm. If you use your bench. Because,
it depends on how much confidence the Nets allow the Celtics to build.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how
he's already there.
If like Ted said, man, Steve Nash and Nash, let's all call it like we know it. Nash has never really been a defensive player anyway. He's never been a guy on defense to settle anything. It's not surprising that defensive substitutions miss him because he's never been a defensive guy, really. But I'm going to tell you, if the Nets allow the Celtics to play along with them guys, and this was a game, honestly, guys, this was a game I thought was going to go well into the 100s. Because of the scoring. Now, we saw Kyrie Irving, who had his own personal motivation with the Celtic crowd obscenities and getting in his head, and he wanted to show them, you know, I'm Kyrie Irving. You know what I mean? But the thing about it, he left his teammates behind.
Right.
You know, Durant, I don't expect Durant to have another game as bad as that game one was. I really don't. But that was like a head scratcher to me.
That was like a head scratcher to me. And like Ted said, play some defense, dude. You got a 10-foot wingspan, Joe. You know, you can stand in the middle of a 2-car garage and touch both ends. You know what I mean? Dude, it'll be hard as heck for somebody to make a shot, let alone a layup like Tatum made at the end of the game. Where was the defense? You guys just fell asleep. You guys were so caught up in the crowd and what the crowd was saying that you completely dropped the ball on your assignment.
This is the out the prize.
They did a 2-2-1. Two on the board, and then they did two on the center, and then they left Tatum. Tatum was by himself. You know, I'm like, easy score.
Like you said, baby.
On that Celtics team is not left alone. Who's not left by himself? Tatum is one of those players. You don't leave him by himself. You just don't. Because he's going to find a way to score.
It's going to be hard.
Boston played defense, too. And see, let me make this point real quick. I'm sorry, make this point real quick. Also, I thought Nets was going to win because of the fact that they didn't have Robert Williams. Now, you figure Robert Williams ain't playing, and then the Nets lost, you know, and Robert Williams is a big key to their defense. A big key, and he was not there. So Perkins brought up a point talking about he was punked. Stephen A. say he wouldn't, that Kevin Durant wasn't punked. I say he was punked as far as the physicality. It just threw him off his game. You know, he complaining. He didn't want to go in. You didn't see him go into no layups that much that I saw. Or he didn't get no dunks because they was playing that defense on him. They was bodying him. You know what I'm saying? And he wasn't taking that physicality. So it shook him off his game.
I was about to say they physically removed Kevin Durant from that game. You know, they physically removed him from that game, and you saw it. You know, as it was going on, you saw Kevin Durant kind of, and this is just my opinion, guys. He played a shell of himself in my book. He played as a shell of himself.
He shied away.
Didn't see him. You didn't see him, you know, putting the team on his back as we normally would see Kevin Durant do. And really getting into it and mixing it up and talking trash and, you know, banging them shots and gritting the crowd and the other team up and down. And gritting, for those that don't know, means you stare at them up and down with that meanness. Yeah, I'm that dude.
You mean mugging.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I didn't see Durant doing that at all. I didn't see him doing that at all. David Ford. You need to tell me how the Hawks are going to beat. I need to know how. Because what I saw the other night, they don't have an answer for Jimmy Bucket. They just do not have an answer for Jimmy Bucket, you know. And he was aggressive.
He said the real issue with the Nets is that Nash is trash, but he ain't had
all day. And why did he call a timeout? Why did Nash call a timeout? He had two timeouts. If they were stuck on that offense after Kyrie dribbled so much and then once Kevin Durant got it, he trying to dribble. You didn't need 3 points. Why you didn't? You had Tatum. He cut you off, but you still could have forced your way, at least try to get a foul, but go to the basket. No, he didn't want it. He tried to come back and then take a long three. Come on, dude.
I mean, it is.
Come on, man. It's the whole from the players to the coach, man. Steve Nash is trash, like he said. I like that. I like that, David.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Money,
that's
money,
what he
money.
Said.
Trash.
Nash is trash.
Nash is trash.
I mean,
like when he won those MVPs.
He said he needed a timeout and a clipboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
A timeout and a clipboard. Okay.
And assistant coach.
I'm not going to pile on Nash. But he does kind of look like he's drowning out there, you know.
Get that team to Mark Jackson. See what he do with it.
But guess what, Ted? That you brought Mark Jackson up. Guess what?
Yes, ma'am.
They're trying to
recruit
him to go to the Lakers.
No. He should take it if LeBron go.
Well, you know, he
ain't
still be there.
I'd be like, get rid of LeBron and listen to Cleveland. Like, he's going to be going.
Well,
he's going to fight LeBron. That's what he's going to do.
Diamond asked questions. So nobody wants to give Boston any credit.
Boston was nice. Oh, please. I said they played defense, and Tatum stepped up to the plate. He took the challenge. You know what I'm saying? And they did their thing. They moved the ball. They got an offense. They moved the ball. Because after that incident with Smart stuck up, you know, to the team and got in their chest, people, this and that. Man, that's like old school. Because if y'all playing ball and somebody ain't doing that, you're going to get up in that Negro chest, man. Dude, come on, man. Let's get it together. That's what Smart did. They got it together. Now look where they at now. They cohesive. They're a team. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So now they passing that ball and moving that ball. It took three passes or maybe four passes before they got that shot, man. Okay?
Right.
And then the offense before then, New Jersey Nets, they was going one-on-one. Somebody was dribbling for 7 seconds, and then the next 7 seconds, and then you had to rush the shot. You know?
I think it's safe to say that we're just discussing the disappointment in the net.
I'm not disappointed.
I'm kind of disappointed in them.
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed in them. And I expect more than 98 points from the net. I expect more than 98 points. I mean, you got two of the most prolific scorers in the NBA today, and y'all can only muster 98 points?
Defense wins championships.
I'm telling you, Seth, go ahead, I'm going down, man, because Claxton and them, don't get me wrong, they'll be all right in another year or two, but they're not ready. The Boston Celtics, half of that team right there, been together for over 3 to 4 years. They've been there before. They've been at this point. They're gonna beat the Nets this year, man.
Yeah, I think so. Oh. But because he don't use his bench, you got two veterans on the bench, man. Two big bodies, 6'9", 6'10". You got two 6'10" dudes on the bench.
Yeah, but
I don't know why he ain't playing now.
But the thing, y'all keep saying y'all don't know why. Look. They might not be gelling with them right now. They might, you know what I'm saying? They might be out of whack.
Aldridge and them was playing this year. They didn't sit out all year. Blake.
Thank you. Aldridge was playing good. Thank you. He came back healthy. That's right, Tang. And so, like he say, like Tang was saying, dude Claxton, they tired because he's laboring up the court. So give me 3 minutes. Give him rest. Break in for 3 minutes, man. I mean, he ain't got to do nothing because you got Kyrie and Weston ain't playing on offense. Just give me a body and play some defense, man. You know?
That's all I need.
Not
to skip to the next game, but that's what happened to Denver last night. Like, they coach ain't play nobody. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was crazy. I was watching that team looking at all the people on the bench.
Capasso wasn't playing. I don't know what he was doing.
Thank you. what's his name? Green. What's his first name, man? Play for Golden State. No, Green. Man.
Draymond Green.
Draymond Green. Draymond.
Yeah. Oh, Draymond
Green. He was. I mean, he was just using Denver last night. He was using them dudes, man. And I mean, it was like after the game, it felt like them Bammers was looking around asking for the tag number that just ran them over. Because Draymond Green was doing whatever Draymond wanted to do on the boy. Dunking, rebounding, fouls, turnovers. I mean, they had Draymond Green looking like an all-star last night.
And
yeah.
What's so crazy about that, Brown?
I was like, Draymond Green had,
and he was so effective that he didn't score his first points until like the end of the third quarter, bro. That's how effective Draymond Green was.
Yeah.
He didn't score his first points.
You know what? He took on his inner Dennis Rodman. He took on his inner Dennis Rodman, Joe.
Golden State play 10 deep. They go 10 deep, David says.
Yeah.
And I agree. They play 10 deep.
They
play everybody on the bench. What
are
we paying these people for? We ain't gonna play them. What's going on?
And you see how they move that ball? You see how they move and rotate, move that ball? You know?
A lot of people question Steve Kerr for starting Poole over Curry.
Steph Curry.
A lot of people question that. And Steve Kerr just basically told them, watch what happens. Steph Curry is coming back off of an injury, a serious foot injury. Give it time. And that boy, hey, listen, it was a couple of times, y'all. I had to look at the screen close to make sure it wasn't Curry in there. Because he was hitting all type of Curry shots last night.
He was.
Let me know what I can go get.
And the passing is off the chain. His passing is amazing.
Yeah. Golden State going to have a problem when it comes to the offseason. Seriously. Because somebody's going to try to put him on their squad. For real.
Yeah. No.
Think about that. Golden State, they know how to work their system, man. They like the Patriots, man. They don't let people go like that. One thing about Clay and them, I believe, like, them type of guys, the way they are, man, they'll take a cut to keep their team together. That's the type of cloth it seems like they cut from, man. But let me throw this wrinkle.
Because I watched that game closely. I watched the body language and all that, okay? Remember at that time when the boy deferred his free throws to Steph Curry on that technical?
Yeah.
With Jordan Poole, he let Steph Curry do it, okay? Steph Curry missed, okay? I looked at Clay's face, okay? Then I looked at another time. Jordan Poole passed up the shot, gave it to Curry. Clay was in that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Steph could have swung that ball. He just took that long shot, man, contested, you know. And Clay just looked, you know, he had this upset look. So I'm gonna be the first to say this. I don't know what Clay's contract is like, but I think he might be one to be gone. Clay might be gone because of the makeup of what they had when he was gone, you know. And then I think Steph's team, and it's like you forget about Clay. That's all they talk about is Steph, you know. And then Steph is trying to press because he took a lot of shots that he should have took, you know. And he's trying to press and show off and stuff, you know, and this and that. So, And I think Clay want to go somewhere else where he could be get his recognition and be his team, you know.
Heard
him kill corner first.
Did y'all see the part where Steph anybody can shoot the shot? And Steph Curry went up there instead of Poole. And Poole was like, nah, man, go ahead, you just shoot. And he missed the shot. And Poole is a better shooter than Steph Curry anyway. So I guess the next time Poole is going to take that shot.
Yeah, But he deferred to Curry because, like I said, it's Curry's team. They trying to get Curry on because he's back and all that, and he's the golden boy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, definitely respect because it's his team. That's why I say Clay is like lost. Clay is like in the shadow, you know? And I don't think he want to end up like a Scottie Pippen, you know? So he done won his, though. So, like I say, New York looks good. I don't, you know, L.A. looks good to Clay.
If they treat like Scottie Pippen, he won't feel like a Scottie Pippen. Maybe it may seem like that looking on the outside because we looking on the outside looking in. But they may be making him feel so comfortable within his own self, like, you know, none of this outside noise bother him. So we don't really know.
I could dig that, but I'm looking at facial stuff and body language that this you can just look at the demeanor. You know, so I'm just going by that. Like I said, I'm just hypothetically saying this is my opinion, and I'm looking at LA. LA is a good. LA would be a good thing for him to go to LA, get LeBron on out of there, bring Clay on in there, bring a nice little point guard up on in there. Hey.
They're not getting rid of LeBron. You can forget that.
Yeah,
man,
he's going to get rid of LeBron. He's going to age out, bro, before he leaves. He's going to age out.
Be LeBron getting rid of himself from out LA.
Exactly.
He's going to Cleveland. He's going back to Cleveland. I told you. I'm telling y'all.
He's going to go where his son go.
Exactly.
And he's going to try to let Cleveland get him.
Y'all got to understand. That whole announcement is all about LeBron James trying to stay relevant. He's not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he's not hearing his name in any way, shape, or form. So what are we going to do? We're going to try to go after a big-name coach, which we know is going to gather all type of attention. Man, whatever. You can have whoever. I don't care if J.C., Jesus Christ, came down and coached our old dude. Y'all going to be right where you are right now next season. You're old, man.
I'm going to go to all the games of Jesus Christ. Is coaching. I'm going to every game. I swear I'm going to every game.
You don't know? I'm going too. Because I just want to touch the hem of his garment. For real.
I'm going to be on my knees. What you talking about? Yeah. And like you say, Kel, he's trying to be so irrelevant. I don't know if y'all seen the tape of him dancing in the crowds and everything. And they just joned on him talking about, man, you the old man, dude. You like the old man in the club. Sit down, man. Get you a cigar and sit in the corner somewhere. He dancing, man. And I caught him peeping up at the camera, like, you know, to see if the camera's on. Then he really put the dance in and stuff, you know. Like, man, dude, sit down. Go home to Savannah, man, you know. Your season over with. Go in your hyper chamber, you know. So I'm just.
Go back home and sit down somewhere, please. Thank you.
Yeah. So
I
so but. But you know, we had to fight the ref. I ain't making no excuses. A loss is a loss, and we lost the game. But we lost by 7, and we was down by 20. We came all the way back and lost by 7. But we had a lot of bad calls. Even the announcers were saying, and I was like, this game is not going to go good.
Yeah.
But my thing was, we held them under 100. They held us under 90, though. We normally score more than 86 points. But you could tell that game was straight defense. It was just so much defense going on in that game. I was amazed we came back from as far. I just didn't want to get blown out. Let me just say that. I didn't want to lose the game either. But I didn't want to get blown out. It was nerve-wracking. The whole thing was nerve-wracking.
That game reminded me of the 1990 Detroit Pistons. You know what I mean? Holding teams to under 90 points. Well, the Pistons were holding teams to under 80. Which I don't think we'll ever see that type of defense again. But this is the closest thing I've seen to it in years, you know. And again, like you said, Chris, this series, I think this series will really know what is what when y'all get back home. Because
we missing ball too. Don't forget, we missing ball. I mean, yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Say that, and I've never really, really considered how important he was to your team. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I've never really considered
him, DeMar DeRozan, and Zach LaVine. That's our big three. I mean, you know, and then Patrick Williams was hurt. Then we got Vooch. So it was just like they was all gelling in the beginning. That's why we was number one. We were gelling,
right.
And, you know, our people started getting hurt. You know,
right.
It was just
Caruso got hurt. Right.
Yeah.
But Lady T. But Lady T.
Going down one by one, just going down.
But Lady T.
So,
you know, that's my team. That's our team. You know,
yeah,
and I watched
absolutely.
That game, and I'm like you, I was disgusted. I'm like, okay. But also,
yeah.
I want to say, why Billy Donovan, I get sick of these coaches not making the right subs. Why he not playing Tristan Thompson? Okay? Because Milwaukee got big bodies. They got seven-footers. They got Bobby Porter.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Tristan Thompson don't go hard. Like okay, so they put him when they did have him in the game.
What?
Right? Hold on, boo-boo. Watch the game again. Because when he was in the game, they was dogging him. He was getting dogged. I mean, down in the paint. He was getting dogged. But as soon as they put Vooch back in there, that's how we, you know, came back up. That's how we, you know, got the momentum when we put Vooch back in.
Right.
Every time we put Tristan Thompson in there, they was dogging him. Dogged like that.
I could did that in the beginning. I didn't see much in the beginning because I forgot he was on. I'm looking at the fourth quarter. We're looking at crunch time. Okay, we're looking at crunch time. Now you getting beat up. Now you're not getting no calls. Okay,
right.
You getting rookie
right.
base. He's not getting no boards. Okay, now he's getting dogged in. Okay, we made that comeback. Okay, now this is what I'm saying. I'm looking at Tristan Thompson experience. Okay, so now. He done sat on that bench, so I'm looking at his experience now. So now give me another bigger body out there because now they beating you to the boards like that. We're not getting no call. Then also, let me finish my question. Then also, Zach LaVine, he was pressing, you know. A lot of times he was pressing, and he wasn't playing no defense neither. His defense is suspect, totally suspect. And then
He got in foul trouble early.
That's because the defense is suspect. And then you got the refs calling bad calls. True that. You know? So, but.
He can't control it if he get a bad call against him. He can't control that.
Yeah, I can dig that. But then you got to still play better defense, make a better choice, and then move your feet, too, though. They just need to do a little bit better. They need to do better because Milwaukee is big boy. You got seven footers, man. And if we playing 6'9" players, it ain't gonna get it. And especially if DeRozan ain't hitting, we need 30 points from him.
Well, we gotta play smarter. We just have to play smarter than them. That's it. Like if you play, my thing was this. When Tristan Thompson, he was the reason why we was down so much. You know what I mean? Like, if he come out and play big like he is, instead of playing small, he a big dude. Like, play big. Like, you know, get them dudes in foul trouble. You a big dude. Go with him. He's not doing none of that. And so Vooch is playing so hard, and everybody else is playing out of position because he's not playing in his position.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So that's what you use both lineups. Use Tristan as that forward. Use Tristan as that power forward then, and because you're going too small at times. I hear what you're saying. I'm saying just mix that up, though. When they go big like that, you need to go big also, you know, and put him on Bobby Portis. Okay? And put Vuka.
No. You talking about put him on Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis going to dog that man.
Well, what else we gonna do then? I hear you.
We gotta figure it out.
that ain't the answer. I mean, if you know what, Ted, it might be the answer. But I don't know what the answer is, but they're going to have to figure it out.
All I know is he's the champion. All I know is he's got championship experience. That's all I know. And I know it'll come out somewhere. You know what I'm saying? That's just,
and I hope it
hurry
up and come out. Please, let's pray on it tonight.
And we're looking at one, you know, the first game, and this dude just got to play. He just got to make some adjustments as far as his coaching and his rotations, you know. And then they got to just give a better effort on hustling. Everybody, you know what Caruso gonna give you, you know?
Yeah.
But
I agree with that.
But Zach LaVine got to stop playing lazy defense and quit reaching. You know, that's why he gets in foul trouble, because he played lazy defense and reach. You know, he just reach instead of playing it, and he think he gonna get a superstar call. No, move your feet. You know, so I know this game. Trust, I play it. I know it.
All right, one more game that I want to discuss, and that's the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies.
And the
Timberwolves and the Grizzlies.
A good game.
Are the Grizzlies just not ready? Are they just, you know, is this too early for expectations of the Grizzlies, you know? I mean, I still I'm lost with them.
They're missing a point guard.
Yeah.
That's another shooting guard. That's all they're missing. They got the center and the forward, but another point guard would do them.
Yeah.
But who is their point guard?
That's
the only one that also they got that Jones boy, right?
But did he even play?
He plays sometimes. He plays a little bit. He was with Minnesota before, but he's with West Memphis now. But also you got them Bane boys. He brings the ball up too. So, but I agree. I don't know. You know who would fit with them. But John Morant supposed to be that dude. They supposed to be that makeup. But they just got too aggressive. They not experienced enough. You know, and he got the big head, and they think they're ready. So the playoff is totally different. You got Pat Beverly over there going dog. He just going to dog you out, man. He's going to be a pest.
Yeah.
And then Minnesota coming into their own, you know. They're coming to their own. That Anthony boy, I just watched his progression just the whole season. And he's playing ball, man. He's putting that ball in the whole Anthony Edwards. I'm gonna call him Baby Dominique. He's nice, and he's developed that 3-point shot also. Because Minnesota in that first game, man, he was really hitting them, and then they took him out. They took him out the game by doing other stuff, trying to go to Cat, and they almost lost that game by freezing that Cat out. Mm-hmm. But watch them, watch Minnesota. They coming on, and Cat ain't even have a good game. So, you know he's capable of getting you 40, 50, you know, so.
But they won that game 130, 117.
I know. Yeah. And he didn't have a good game at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, those games, both the Bulls and the Bucks and the Timberwolves.
29-13.
Well, everybody thought the Grizzlies were going to roll right over the Wolves, but that wasn't the case.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that seems to be the upset so far of the series. So far.
Yeah, because everybody had the Grizzlies beating the Timberwolves.
You got Morant, you know, and I mean, I know it was a series, but I think it surprised a lot of people. It surprised me.
Yeah.
He's a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, hey, we're definitely in a playoff mode, and everybody is ready to go. So, hey, these teams have. Six and
five more games to go, and we'll we'll know when it's all over. You know, who did what and what they need and all of that. So let's prepare ourselves for this. First, let's go into
buckle
the
up,
rest
everybody.
Of this
it's gonna be a bumpy
month.
Ride.
Yeah, but well, for some teams,
maybe
for some teams, I think we're gonna have a lot of what they call gentlemen sweeps this season. Meaning, you want to have teams that win at least one game, but for real, the other team is just going to dominate, and we don't know who they are or you know which team it is or not. But for real, a series doesn't really start until you travel
to the
other team's court. Yeah, so you travel to the other team's court. That's when a series really actually starts. So, you know, a lot of teams, we saw the 76ers, the Jazz, the Heat, the Timberwolves, the Suns, the Celtics, the Bucks, and Golden State jump out to a one-game lead. But that means nothing. That means nothing, guys. I'm serious. When you start getting into that three game thing, then you're going to know where things stand. So let's just enjoy the basketball we're getting now and be patient with what's coming. Be patient with hey, Damon, cut it out, Damon, man. Damon is an instant gay turd, for real, y'all. We're going to take a break real quick. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, it's the NFL draft, y'all. Dang, 9 days away. Can you believe it? Okay, y'all. The top 10, the draft goes as follows. You got the Jags at number one, the Lions at number two, Texans number three, Jets number four, Giants number five, the Panthers number six, Giants at seven, Falcons at eight, Seahawks at nine, and the Jets at 10. The Jets at 10. I'm going to jump right out there and say from the way the Jaguars played last season, they need defense. They need defense.
And oh, yeah.
In the form of edge rushers. They need somebody on their edge. Mm-hmm. Either Adrian Hutchinson or Javon Walker will suit that Jags team real good, real good. Treece, where you at with it, man?
You know what, Kel? I really haven't been following it, but last year the Jaguars were so bad that they needed a lot. So if you want to start, if you want to start at defense, I think that's perfectly a perfect choice, and the edge rusher sells about right because they need a lot.
Right, right. Trees, I'm not laughing at you. I'm blaming you.
I know
Debo. Debo, man. He's retired. Come on, Lou. What say you, Lou?
Oh, what do I start with? Well, you know, but the Jets also need some defense too, because our defense is shabby. I mean, if we're going to be able to contend, we have to get that. Our offense is okay. We also need to work on our special teams too. I mean, our safety department. Weeks of death. So we had to work on that, you know, because, you know, getting a good draft pick isn't good enough for us anymore. We need to get a good solid defense and definitely need a good safety. Otherwise, we'll never get out of the basement.
Okay. Kirby, you with me, Kurt?
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? I tell you what, it's just,
what's up,
you know, when you're old and disabled, you know, you gain a lot of weight and everything. Yesterday I had to show a cop my titties to get out of the speeding ticket. I mean,
wait a
minute.
Lord.
You wasn't wearing no bra neither, huh, Kirby?
I know your jokes, man. I tell you. They just don't look for the edge, man.
It's the size double H for help. but no, you know, you was talking about boxing earlier. I'm going to say the best boxer since World War II, in my opinion, was Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber. He had knockout punch with either hand. And in no doubt in my mind, in his prime, he would have knocked out Rocky Marciano. He would have knocked out Muhammad Ali, Leon Spink, you know,
all of them.
Yeah, but as far as the draft goes, you know, I kind of want a linebacker like Steve Davidson does, but if Garrett Wilson's there from Ohio State, he's a really fast wide receiver, you know, I could put him on one side, Terry McLaurin on the other side. We're going to go deep, you know.
You know,
I know it.
Kirby, we're talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars and their needs. We're not talking about
who in the hell gives a damn about Jacksonville Jaguars? Ain't nobody give a damn about Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, shoot, we're talking. I mean, this is Washington and 49ers and Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I mean, ain't no Jacksonville Jaguars members of Kel's Corner and I just had Ronnie's car towed away because he parked in my reserve parking right out front of the
no, that's right. Get him out of the way.
Move out the way. Get out the way.
No, you know what? Seriously, you talking about Jacksonville? When the Colts went to Jacksonville, they got out coached. The Colts got out coached. I mean, you can hang it on wins, but they had a game plan that just shut the Colts down. They just kicked the Colts' butt. I mean, they were ready for the Colts. The Colts got out coached. I saw that and I said, Lord have mercy. They must have got hold of the game plan or something. I mean, shoot.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, Kel, can I ask y'all a question then? All the football experts, what does Jack, is Jacksonville's offensive line good? Because I seen the boy Trevor Lawrence getting rushed a lot. Not, you know, he's just being rushed. Is their offense like that, or they not blocking for them, or was somebody hurt, or what's the case?
I think it's the college rookies just hanging on to the ball too long.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Got you. Thank you. Okay.
And not just that. Not just that. I think the play calling. The play calling by the head coach was it didn't help him at all. It didn't help
Got
him
you.
At all. Some of those situations. He was holding the ball a long time because that's what the play call was. So
yeah.
he was trying to follow the plan of the head coach, not really recognizing and realizing that or how it was hurting or harming him. So
if I was on the draft thing for Jacksonville, I would want an edge rusher like that Hutchinson guy.
Yep.
Arden
Hutchinson. Yeah. I'm right along with you, Kirk. I'm right along with you. Now, let's go to Detroit, the Lions. They're basically in the same situation.
Yep.
They're basically in the same situation as the Jags. I'm going to say either one of those, either Ardon Hutchinson or Savon Walker. Whichever one the Jags don't take, the Lions need to take. Whichever one of those
Walker
two,
from Georgia, the, right?
Yeah.
Georgia? Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's a good one there on the edge. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
you can, with them two teams, you can start anyway. But them two places is a great place to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what, Jacksonville can use, they can pick up an offensive lineman there, in the second, third round, you know.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. Okay. So we good on the line. What about the Texans?
I think they need a quarterback situation.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they do.
One would.
Don't they got Jameson?
One would say that.
Ain't Jameson still a coach? I mean, they quarterback.
They still need.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, they still. Even if he is, they still need one.
Jameson is a placeholder. They need somebody that they can rely on to be their future.
Right.
And there's some good quarterbacks out there. It's not a lot of quarterbacks, and I mean NFL-ready quarterbacks, which makes it difficult.
Are they gonna stop doing the gimmick with that other who that boy that play all kind of position and then use the backup Jameson or Breeze? What's that? I can't think of his name. But he used to play quarterback sometimes too.
Oh, you talking about was it Hill?
Tyson Hill. Yeah, Tyson Hill, right. Thank you, Lady T, right. So are they going to use him as that gimmick quarterback? Or like you say, Tangy, like you say, Lady T and Kale and Tang, they do need a quarterback, a real quarterback, like you say,
a
that's ready, not no gimmick.
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
I got you.
There you go.
Yep, okay.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right, Tangy.
Dean from Bama. Oh. I mean, you can stick him at left tackle or right tackle or left guard or right guard from Bama. Dean from Bama. I like him.
Right.
It's a long season, and you know, there's times they got to move people around, you know, because of the season's so long, and then there's injuries and stuff, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. You got. And that's something that we saw hurt a lot of teams last season. They weren't prepared for that 18-game season. So, you know, that is a great call, Kirby, because that is something that needs to be taken into consideration, you know.
You got to have some depth,
Yeah, you got to have some depth, man. You got to. And I don't care how many rules they make the quarterback or look out for the quarterback. The injuries to the quarterback are bound to happen. They're just bound to happen. I don't care what you do to protect those guys. So you're going to have a lot of guys who will miss a tremendous part of the season due to injury, due to situations beyond your control. So yeah, you have to have depth, man. You have to. That's why, real quick, that's why I'm not real upset about Carson Wentz coming to be the starter and having Heineke come off the bench. You know, if you've asked me, Washington has upgraded their quarterback position. Washington has set themselves apart from the league because they have two starting quarterbacks. It's just one is on the bench, you know. So you have to have that.
If you say so, bro.
What does that mean? what does that mean, Tree?
What, bro? I'm agreeing with you.
Hold on. After I allowed you with an argument that the Bulls lost because they were
we
cheated.
We on football, though, bro. We on football.
Yeah, but it's funny how now when I talk about my team, it's if you say so, Kel. Wow.
Let me tell you why. You don't give me a chance to explain myself. So
Heineke is not a starting quarterback? He's not a starter?
Yes, he's a starter. Yes.
Wentz is not a starter.
Wentz is a starter, and we just had to I'm only saying that because we just had to convince you that Wentz is a starter, and he's really good. I was just agreeing with you.
We're talking about Houston now. Houston got another pick in the first round. But they got two picks.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can go with the this thing loaded with defense. I mean, you know, they can, you know, which ain't bad start with, you know,
This draft has been labeled the wide receiver draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody's really talking about linebackers or linemen or quarterbacks. It's the wide receivers. Yeah, no one's really talking about them. It's the wide receivers that are getting all the attention now.
Well, I think that's a smoke screen because most of the first 10 will be, 8 of them will be edge rushers, linebackers, safeties, Hamilton, and Stingley is going to be out there. Jordan Davis from Georgia will be out there. That Walker dude, you know. Yeah. So I think when it gets to Washington, we have a shot at Garrett Wilson from Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anybody
from
Ohio State be pretty good.
What do the Niners need besides the doctor?
I need Debo to sit down and be quiet. Just relax.
Calm down. We got you. Just relax. That's what I need. And I mean,
can I add this nugget? While since we was talking about the Saints, okay, they was talking about will the Saints, you know, 50-year streak passing on a quarterback in first round continue. Someone was saying the streak will be snapped. But also it was saying that the Saints need wide receivers, offensive tackles, and defensive linemen. So that's the deal on the Saints since we have been talking about the Saints as far as going down the draft. So I just want to add that little nugget right there. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Let's go to the Giants. Is this the season that they go ahead and scrap the whole Saquon Barkley experiment and draft themselves a running back or what?
Y'all got to miss our background. Okay, kid.
Okay. So is this the season that the Giants look to move on from Saquon Barkley? Because thus far, I mean, the man has not been dependable, you know, thus far. And it's really coming to question, will he ever be able to last a whole season? Especially with, you know, we were just talking about these seasons, it has expanded. Now, preseason is cut short, but the regular season has expanded. So, you know, what say the Giants? I really don't care. I say keep chicken leg right up in that joint and let us keep putting him out the game. Yeah, I'm good with that, for real. But they are the 5th pick. Actually, they're the 5th and the 7th, you know. So, you know, hey.
The Giants been talking about trading him.
Oh, really?
Him and Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well,
he's been on the table.
I'm not going to say he is.
They didn't have a lot around him. So, I mean, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah, he didn't have a whole lot of blocking. He was back there like Barry Sanders.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
He said Barry
Sanders. He just didn't have the moves like Barry Sanders.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying he didn't have to move to get out of them situations. He was sitting back there, like I'm saying, without a front line.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Without a front line.
Okay.
So what you're saying is the Giants should be more concerned with an offensive line than a new running back.
Yeah, because that's how they quarterback kept getting punished, too. Man, we saw that man probably get sacked about 40 times last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true that.
That line messed up, man. Jason Garrett don't know. Well, I'm glad they got rid of him, but that man don't know what he's doing.
I think the Giants need a corner. Okay.
I wouldn't give up on Saquon just yet.
The Giants went cornerback, it was Eli Apple. He did not work out for them at all. He did not work out for them at all.
He did. He got ghost real quick.
No doubt.
I'm trying to figure out what happened to Eli Apple.
He did find another gig in the NFL, but he just stunk dead too, to be honest, you know.
You talking about Ohio State too? I'm telling you, them boys at Ohio State get jobs, okay?
Yeah, that's
you
a cool
job,
man.
You want a job? Don't know Ohio State.
Yeah.
If you want to lose, pick your Ohio State quarterback.
If you want to lose.
Go there for everything but a quarterback. Go there for everything but a quarterback.
That's right.
Wow. Wow.
And then, I mean, look at Austin.
Y'all
Lisa.
Ruthless, man. Y'all
I mean,
ruthless.
Look at Austin Lisa, right? After his playing day was over, he was gambling. The next time he threatened a woman that giving him some money, he's in jail now. Yes, he is. He's in jail for the – he was on American Greed. I was like, oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
American Greed?
Yeah. Come on, wait a minute now.
And he, the best one was a guy named Cornelius Green. I mean, he's doing okay in D.C., you know. That's the best one they had. And Dallas wanted to turn him into a wide receiver. He said, no, I won't be no wide receiver. I want to be a quarterback.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know my Dallas came well, Lou.
Yeah, how'd that work out for him, though?
Kale. Kale.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're sitting there at pick 11, Washington.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a third round pick. We don't have a fifth round pick. Why don't we trade down and pick up a third round and a fifth round?
I don't want to.
No.
We need a linebacker. No. Everybody know in D.C. and in the DMV, we need a linebacker. That's all we need with the pick. Get the guy from Utah. or what you call him from Georgia, Dean, and we got a team. We got a team.
What about
that's it?
What about Cal Hamilton, man? What about Cal Hamilton?
He's gonna be gone. He's gonna be gone with the top five.
Everybody before us, they're looking at edge rushers. Now, the only team that I'm worried about with Cal Hamilton is the Giants. That's the only team that I'm worried about.
No,
because
they have Jacksonville going to pick him. No, Mike pick him because one of the Jacksonville linebackers got arrested. He's sitting in jail right now. So, hey, you know. I think that would be a mistake.
I think that would be a mistake on Jacksonville's part to have these two premier edge rushers on the board and you pick a safety. As bad as you need pressure on your defensive line, you pick a safety. I tell you what, they do that,
remember,
somebody will lose their job, Steve.
Remember, Miles Jack retired, and the other linebacker is sitting in jail right now. So I say that would be a good reason.
All the more reason to pick someone that will provide pressure at the front of the line. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. If you got those boys playing like mad dogs in the front of your line, everybody behind them, it really doesn't matter who, because those guys are doing their job, which will make the rest of the defense's job easy. Trust me, I've seen it in Washington. I've seen it in Washington with these guys that we got. They make the job so much easier for the safeties, and think about it like this. We have no name safeties, dude. We have dudes that don't have a big name. They don't have notoriety amongst the league. Yet still, we are able to be successful with them guys. Why? Because of Allen, because of Payne, you know what I mean? Because of Settle. Which Tim Settle was gone now, but he was one of those guys that we had up front creating that pressure. I'm telling you, if the Jags do not pick an edge rusher, somebody will be fired, bruh. Trust me. I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, he dances not away, so, you know. And don't have a bad-looking wife, but he dances not away, so lost his job.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Their former coach.
Oh.
From Ohio. He dances not away.
Well, I think he, in all actuality, he rubbed too many of the wrong people the wrong way.
Mm.
Urban Meyer. I think he came into the pros like most college coaches do. What was that Bama name that came to the Eagles and never took time between the plays? He wanted to run within 2 minutes. Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly.
Another coach that came from the college realm thinking, this is going to work in the pros.
Jim Kelly. Some guys
can work better with 52 on their roster. Some guys need the 200 max that comes on a college roster. It's just the way it is. You know, Chip Kelly was used to rotating guys in and out, in and out, in and out. You can't do that in the pros. Your number of players are limited. You can't do that in the pros. You have to take your time with it and allow the thing to develop. You know.
Yeah.
So you know, I think that is what happened with Urban Meyer. I don't think it was necessarily what he did. I'm sure it was, but I'm saying that there were a lot more adding factors into him losing that job.
Yeah, I believe that.
It's ego.
There's a lot of ego.
People
rubbing people wrong.
I mean, but can you blame him?
You probably ain't going to bring that harassment in the workplace, because they figure he's doing that now and he married, he's doing that out there.
Hey, look, they simply said we ain't gonna be another Washington. Hell no.
Y'all just the ones that got caught. We can go all the way back to that the college man who was messing with them boys and girls. They walked him up with him and saying something about it.
Sandusky.
Yeah, him. It does happen all over the place. It does happen. We ain't gonna just say Washington. Because it's happening everywhere. Y'all just so happen to get caught. That's what happened.
Well, I say the same thing. You know what I mean? We were the ones to get caught. So, you know, like Treach just said, this thing happens all over the league, both in the pros and the college ones. You know. But I wanna ask a quick question. Did anybody have a chance to check out the ASFL or what is it?
The USFL.
Yeah, I did.
First of all, does Washington have a team? Do we have a team?
No. We gonna have XFL team. We gonna have which is next month.
Jeff Fisher didn't do too good. They were talking about
team.
Him real bad.
Yeah, one way off.
They said Jeff Fisher look a mess. He didn't do good.
It was some good games, though.
On the USFL?
And Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been some good games, though.
Well,
yeah. So what
I
do you think about it?
It was.
I turned to it and tried to watch. I just couldn't get into it. It looks too generic to me. You know, it looks too generic, and I can't really get into it like that. You know,
it's secondary football, to be honest.
Well, I'm gonna say this. You know, I'm gonna say it's giving guys the opportunity to earn a living. You know, as far as from the coaches, all the aspects of it. You know, and ain't so many people. The NFL is locked. They're not gonna have any more expansion team. So that's it. And then you got college players. After, if they don't make the NFL, what do they get? You know, so therefore. So you got The Rock trying to do it. You got big people with big pockets trying to do it. So I think, you know, once people get into it, because if it's go to this season, once football is over now, so you ain't got nothing else to watch. Once basketball is over, what is there going to be? You know, because I saw one game with hardly no people in the crowd.
Well,
you got that's true. You got baseball, but then you got, you know, what about the football lovers who don't like baseball? That's just what I'm saying. You got, you know.
I get your point, but I mean, you know, there is other stuff too.
There's so much stuff going on at one time, y'all. It's football, boxing, baseball, hockey, soccer. I mean, tennis.
Right.
It's everything going. Going on right now. So it's like people watching so many things at one time. You're trying to TiVo something. You're trying to record this. You're trying to make sure you watch this. It's just
things are kind of hard.
So much stuff that you can watch.
But also,
don't forget about the Preakness coming up in May.
But also, real quick, on the USFL, it also give our minorities also a chance to be coaches and assistant coaches, and also to be owners, you know? Because, like I say, the NFL is locked. The good old boys is not letting none in. But this USFL, this startup, you know, and if it keeps going to be successful and don't have no negative things around it, people support it, you're going to have some people trying to buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
I don't know.
All right, you guys.
I like what I saw, but
so
I don't know if it's going to be enough.
This was so entertaining, you guys. Like, I really enjoyed myself. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself.
I'll discuss this on my show on Saturday, by the way.
Yes. Luke's show is Saturdays at 5 p.m., you guys. Luke's show is at 5.
Let me give you the number
you
first.
Guys.
512-54 the number to call is 512-543-4662. I'll repeat it again, 512-543-4662. Yeah, we'll discuss the new USFL, the NBA playoffs. Steve, I have some interesting boxing news that you might want to mention. We'll also cover the Boston Marathon that happened. So call in and judge for yourself on how the show is. Remember, that's 5 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, 3 o'clock where Kirby is.
Thank
you. On that note, talk to you Thursday.
We really appreciate you. Thank you. We'll try to call in on Saturday. Okay. On that note, you guys, this is the end of the show, you guys. I'm so sorry. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner at Facebook and Instagram. You guys can also log in on blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. I want to send a special happy birthday to Dominique, my nephew. I love you so much, nephew. Kale?
Yeah, happy birthday, nephew. I was wondering if you was going to remember that. Happy birthday, nephew. Happy birthday to all the people out there that we don't know or can't name. Enjoy your special day. I want to thank I want to thank everyone for your support and your prayers this weekend. It was a lovely home-going service for my mom, and everything went great. So thank you guys who had us on your mind. Like Tree say, we'll be back Thursday, p.m. Until then, if you love them, let them know. Let them know. All right? So we'll get back with y'all Thursday. Until then, y'all have a great one. Hey.